expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Get Focused Radio with Kate Hennessy helps us refocus when life gets in the way. Her own life experience of substance abuse, a debilitating car accident, child abuse, loss of her own child, cancer at 18, and again at 48, all became catalysts for Kate to help others beat down the doors of defeat and focus on creating a truly amazing life. With the help of some dynamic individuals who've also overcome life's challenges and truly came out stronger, Kate promises to bring listeners an inspiring hour of power filled with humor and insight. Join Kate and her weekly guest as they share their secrets, what almost brought them down, and the inspiring techniques we all need to make our lives epic and spread the juiciness of hope. Now, here's your host, Kate Hennessy.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the show. I hope you stay with us for the next hour and let us help you experience ways to refocus when life gets in the way. Our guest today is a really fascinating woman, mother, wife, businesswoman, career-oriented, and a feminist in her own way. You probably remember her for her portrayal as Serena on Hercules, during which she met and subsequently married the show's star, Kevin Sorbo. She then went on to do numerous movies, wrote a book with her husband, hosts a radio show, and raises three kids to boot. I'm thrilled to have Sam here to talk about how she not only does all of this, but does it well. So welcome, Sam Sorbo.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here.
I'm really glad to have you. You know, Sam, I had the pleasure of interviewing Kevin a few weeks ago, and, you know, he really... I didn't know a lot about you per se. He brought you up and talked about how you had been a big part of the book, Kevin Sorbo, My Journey from Hercules to Mere Mortal and How Nearly Dying Saved My Life, True Strength. You were a big part of that, and you were you know, such a huge part of him, his recuperating, and he told us about him having his stroke, and it was a really, really difficult time in his life. So I wanted to know about Sam Sorbo. And I went on to your website and I find it absolutely fascinating. You have True Feminist.
Oh, good.
It's
TrueFeminist.com.
And Sam Sorbo has a lot to say about a lot of things. Tell me how TrueFeminist.com, True Feminist, got started and why.
Well, I just started to feel, you know what, it started really with the war on women, which was such a travesty. It was so ridiculous that the women in the United States felt that their quote-unquote reproductive rights were at risk when there really is a war on women, mainly outside the U.S. Women are forced to have female genital mutilation. They're forced to wear burqas. They are second-class citizens, subservient to men in all regards. So there is really a war on women. They're forced, the one-child policy in China, these women are forced to have abortions, and yet over here we're saying that there's a war on women in the United States. It's ridiculous. And the more I thought of that, the more it irked me, and I thought, you know, feminism really has run rampant, and it's just really gotten off track. There are a lot of strong women in the United States who are deceived by this movement that we call feminism. So I decided to just redefine it. And that's where I came up with the idea for TrueFeminist.com.
And you really have a very different definition about being a feminist. I mean, you, Gloria Steinem, you know, she started this whole movement way back before my time, before yours, but theirs was a very staunch and almost making men feel, trying to make men inferior or not manly anymore, and manning up women. And I think a lot of us agree with your stand on this, that we don't have to lose our femininity to be a feminist.
Right. The slogan of TrueFeminist.com is affirming feminine convictions, because being a woman is a very strong position. But at the same time, it doesn't have to denigrate men. You don't have to take all the power from men in order to have power as a woman. So we just had a lot of fun on the website. We had a contest, What Makes You a True Feminist? And we got a lot of really cute answers. What makes me a true feminist is doing it all and allowing my husband to believe that he has done it. Or what makes me a true feminist is... What's that?
A foxy feminist.
Yeah. What makes me a true feminist is fighting for what I believe in spite of adversity. What makes me a true feminist is believing that women deserve respect whether they are wearing a dress or a pantsuit.
Nice.
There's another one. This one's a little bit long, but I am a true feminist because I believe that women can be strong and keep up with the demands of this world. We can be intelligent and opinionated and not catty. We can be upset and reactive without being, quote, emotional or hormonal. We can come to work in that fabulous skirt and heels and still accomplish as much as the man next to us. So, you know, it's basically just empowering women to be women, not to be men, because the idea that a woman has to be a man in order to succeed is absurd. And, you know, Gloria Steinem, God bless her, she gave us this most ridiculous quote, a woman is like a man, a woman needs a man like a fish needs a bicycle. And the fact is that just from the outstart is completely wrong. There are two sexes for a reason, and we need each other.
It's a yin and a yang. That's why the outlets are all made differently. That's how it all is supposed to work.
Right.
Right. So now you came to this point. Have you always felt this way? Has this been, you know, Sam Sorbo, I'm completely confident in my femininity and I'm pretty sure that wasn't Sam Sorbo always.
Okay. So, I suppose, yeah, through my teenage years, I kind of developed into the person that I am, and through my 20s also. You know, it takes us, I was probably even considered a late bloomer. It takes us a while to really feel our oats and find out who we are. But I was the last of four girls. I was the youngest of four girls in a family that was predominantly women, and I didn't really have a father for most of my life.
Okay.
I adopted the name Sam, and I think that reflected this idea that I needed to be a guy. And so eventually, probably through modeling more than anything else, I realized that I was pretty lucky to be a woman.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so there was just a little bit of an internal shift in me of being proud that I was a woman and sort of shedding this kind of feeling that I really should be a guy.
Well, you left when you finished university, and by the way, what an incredibly well-educated woman you are. You studied biomedical engineering at Duke University. How many women were taking that at that time?
Yeah, not that many.
No.
But I had competed with guys most of my education was in competition with guys. I was strong in math and science all through high school, and so there were other girls in my class, but yeah, predominantly you feel like you're competing on the guys' terrain when mm-hmm. you enter those subjects. But that never fazed me.
It didn't. Okay, so when you decided to get into the modeling business, you did that before you became an actor. You went into to me, it's just such a strange profession for you to segue into after Duke University and biomedical engineering. Now you go into modeling, one of the most ferocious and I think very tough. I did it myself, and I couldn't handle I couldn't handle being just a piece of something, and that's what you are when you're doing the runway. You are the piece of thing. You are the thing that models the product. So you're really not anything.
You're a hanger.
You're a hanger. Exactly. You're a hanger. So I found that very difficult to keep my mouth shut, to keep a lucrative modeling job going. And I want to talk to you about that. We're going to go off to our first break. You are listening to Get Focused Radio with my special guest, Sam Sorbo. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I want to talk about the modeling world and how that affected your feeling about yourself, body image, and all that good stuff. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Get Focused Radio with Kate Hennessy helps us refocus when life gets in the way. Tune in each Wednesday at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Don't miss this powerful hit show as Kate and her guests inspire you to become beyond amazing, overcome life's challenges, and truly become unstoppable. This hour of power filled with humor and insight will have you screaming yes to your life. For more information about Kate and the show, visit GetFocusedRadio.com.
What if you could teach your child how to follow their own wisdom and make trustworthy decisions? The hit radio show Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay does just that. Tune in Mondays at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to learn practical and spiritual ways to teach young people how to become confident in who they are. Each week, Julie takes on tough topics that most parents dread, like bullying, peer pressure, self-esteem, social media, relationships, and even poor grades. For more information about Julie Kay, visit MindFocusedGeneration.com.
The call for activation has been sounded. Will you step up to answer? I'm Vila Lucas, and I'm here to empower you to break through to the greater you. Using ancient mystery school technology adapted to our modern times, I will guide you to the next level of your greatness. The time is now. Let me, Vila Lucas, be your breakthrough connection. Connect with me today, thebreakthroughconnection.com.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Here I am waiting. I'll have to leave soon. Why am I?
We are back on Get Focused Radio with my special guest, Sam Sorbo. Sam, just before we continue, I want to make sure everyone knows how to contact you. So give a shout out to your website and anything else that you have out there that you would like the listeners to be able to get in touch with you.
Well, great. TrueFeminist.com is the website. We're on Facebook, and I encourage you to go and like us on Facebook. And we just started a Pinterest account last month that's really taken off. We have a lot of really interesting stuff up on the website and also on Facebook and Pinterest and Twitter as well. I also have my own personal Facebook page, Sam Sorbo's official Facebook page. Feel free to join me there. That's a great way of getting in touch directly with me.
Very cool. Thank you. Now, when we went away for a break, we were talking about the modeling world, and we're going to talk about the fact that you've actually gone back into that again not so long ago. But tell us about what it was like back then, because you must have started to, you know, you've just come out of university, you've started to get these ideas about who you are and what you want to be. You're at that great age, but now you are in this modeling arena. And I want to know how you felt about that.
Well, the timeline's a little skewed because I did start modeling before I left college.
Okay.
And so when I had gone, once I'd gone back to college, I started modeling because in college I was giving myself an ulcer, and I decided to take a year off from school and go learn French, and modeling was a way to do that. So then when I returned to school, I had a lot more self-confidence, actually, from modeling, which is kind of weird because modeling does sort of destroy your self-confidence at the same time. But I was extremely successful in Paris, and I got back to school and I did some school plays at Duke, and I just said, you know, I really want to be an actor. The best path towards acting is actually not a degree in engineering, as one might think. It's actually better to go and perform in front of the camera. And so modeling was always kind of a pathway to something else, which meant at the same time I really didn't respect the industry like I should have. I have a much greater respect for the fashion industry today than I did at the time.
Yeah. Do you think it's changed? Yeah. Has it changed? Are women a little less just hangers now? Has it changed in any way?
No.
Do we have more say?
No.
No.
No. Although, you know, when I was modeling, the era of the supermodel was already upon us. And so the supermodels, if you were a good model and you commanded a high fee, you got respect simply because of that. But it's kind of like professional sports. You know, we've got these grown-up child men who are earning millions and millions of dollars. They can throw tantrums and still get respect because of their net worth.
Yeah.
And it's so you know, I don't think you can sort of speak about it in such black and white terms. But I respect the industry. It's an industry. Mm-hmm. And if you know how to play it, then you can be very successful in that industry. And if you look a certain way and you know how to, but you have to have the smarts to know how to play it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you're a smart girl. I imagine you did quite well, but at the same time, you know, you struggled with learning to shut up and just be pretty. That's an acquired talent.
Yeah, and it's very hard.
And it was difficult.
Yeah,
it's challenging.
It is challenging. And unfortunately, by the time I figured out to do that, I was just too old to model. So I needed to stop talking many years ago. But you know what? would you say, though, that, you know, there's kind of what's the word I'm looking for? The fact that you did all of that and you moved on and you did the movies and whatnot, and we're going to talk about your book, for heaven's sakes, that you're doing, it does give you an edge, as it does most of us in media, if you have done some of these things and kept quiet and become successful, you then are able to actually have a face and a name where you can say what you feel, because I do know from, you know, reading your websites and following Kevin on Facebook and whatnot, the two of you have very, very strong feelings about many things. Many are political, many are, you know, and you both say what you want to say, what you think people should hear. You can get away with it. A lot of people can't, but you also have the platform where people actually listen. So in many ways, doing what you've done, it certainly has given you that kind of edge, do you think, to be able to say, okay, now everyone, you know who I am, this is what I did, now this is what I have to say, I need you to listen.
Well, I think it's working. I think you're working the wrong way on that. I have a platform because of what I've done, but my platform isn't really what I feel gives me any credibility.
Okay.
My credibility personally comes from research. I do a lot of research. I research global warming, when it became the hot thing, when Al Gore was out touting the whole thing with his movie and everything. I did a lot of research on global warming, and that's when I started writing. I didn't write specifically about global warming, although I think I published an article about global warming, but I started writing other things, and every article that I started to write, I would start to research, and boy, research just, you never stop. They say writers rewrite, well, researchers research, and we research, and we research, and the more I learned, the more I realized, you know, we are really at a very troubling time in our history. This is different than anything that we've ever experienced before. And that's when I started to speak out.
Really?
Up until now, it's been pretty much business as usual. Washington is, you know, gridlocked or whatever. Things have, we shift from the left to the right to the left again. But we are really falling off the edge these days in terms of what's happening. Obama has just said that he is planning to do 19 executive orders. That's dictatorship. That's no longer democracy. That's a dictatorship. Mm-hmm. And people need to wake up and understand what we are up against. We are about to lose our democracy, which is the thing that we prize so highly. It's the only thing that makes America what America had become, which was the wealthiest nation on earth with the wealthiest poor ever. And what we're doing in this country, they've redefined the term poor now to be a percentage of wealth. Poor used to be basic human necessity. If you couldn't feed yourself, mm-hmm. if you couldn't keep warm in the winter. But now it's a percentage of wealth, which means that we will always have poor. We will never eradicate poor because it's a percentage. And it's absurd. It is an absurdity to think of poor in that way, when the biggest problem, the biggest health problem that United States poor people have is obesity. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you look around the world and you can see real poor people for what that is, and we have poor people in the United States who are complaining about obesity.
Yeah.
So we've come to a really very defining time in our history, and people need to wake up and pay attention. It's not business as usual any longer.
And this is
so that's why I started the radio show. That's partly why I started the website. Although now that I've really gotten into the more research that I do, of course, the radio show was sort of a natural progression from that.
Yeah.
And the book is something that's sort of completely different, but still related. It's all related.
We'll talk about the book. Tell me a little bit about Flashpoint Live. That's your new show, and
yeah.
you talk about everything and anything on that.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'd love to talk about it. And it's a live show, so people call in, and we're happy to debate people and discuss the issues. It's basically today's news in perspective. We add a historical context to the news of today. For example, I was talking with a guy yesterday who said he's against religion. He believes in God, but he's against religion because religion has caused so much war and so much hardship and dying and killing and whatever. And I looked at him and I said, I'm very sorry to hear you say that. You seem like an educated man. Religion is absolutely not responsible for the majority of war in the history of the earth, in the history of humanity. Atheists have caused the most wars, and politics have caused the most wars. I can go through all of them: World War I, World War II, the Korean War, the Vietnamese War, the Peloponnesian Wars, the Punic Wars. You know, the Crusades doesn't hold a candle to Hitler.
No.
Hitler was an atheist. When dictators take over, what's the first thing they do? They remove religion from society, and then they take their guns. So that the populace can't defend itself against a tyrannical government. This is why we have the Second Amendment in this country, is to defend ourselves against a tyrannical government. And the idea that Piers Morgan laughs at that because he's from England, mm-hmm. is very sad. But that's all that he can do because he believes that gun control is the best thing. Well, so did Hitler, so did Pol Pot, Mao Zedong would agree with him, Stalin also, and Lenin is on board, and Karl Marx. And perhaps our president today is on board with that. But I'm not, and there are a whole bunch of gun-toting people in America who understand why our fathers put the Second Amendment in the Constitution.
And how did he react to that? Did he get any of it?
Yeah, no, I shut him down. Unfortunately, he had no answer to me because I speak the truth. The truth is the truth. Goethe said that the truth is a very narrow path and stupidity is a never-ending jungle, and that's the truth.
That is the
truth. We are caught up in a bunch of lies and stupidity in our culture today, and that's very sad to me because I'm raising three young children and I want to leave them with a better world than what I found. And I'm wondering if that's going to be possible.
Well, you know, I want to take another break, Sam, and when I come back, I want to talk to you about that. I want to talk to you about raising children and the way that you're doing it and some homeschooling, which I think is absolutely amazing. Bless you. I have six children. I've never attempted it. We'll talk about that when we come back. You're listening to Get Focused Radio. We'll be back shortly with Sam Sorbo. Stay tuned.
The biggest selection and lowest prices are at Central Auto Group in Plainfield, your number one buying destination and the home of Ford, Mazda, Hyundai, and Volkswagen. It's the end of January, and the deals have never been better. If we can't beat the competitor's price, we will give you $2,000. Get up to $6,500 off of Ford F-Series pickup. A new Mazda 3 for just $129 per month. A new Hyundai Sonata for only $129 per month. Or a brand new Volkswagen Jetta for an unbelievable $169 per month. Hurry! These great deals end January 31st. Over 600 vehicles to choose from with America's best warranty. 10 years, 100,000 miles, and hundreds of certified pre-owned vehicles. Open Sundays. Test drive Central Auto Group, CT.com. Exit 87, I-395, Plainfield. 860-564-4014.
All roads lead to Central. Your number one buying destination.
Central
Auto Group.
2012 was the best year ever for Kia sales in America.
And at Michael Kia, we're putting the pedal to the metal.
With more incentives and more programs than ever.
Kia, keeping it affordable every day, every way.
With an incredible 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty.
Beating Honda and those other guys hands down.
Michael Kia in Broughton has the Kia Sorento. 0% for 60 months. $1,000 cash back. Or up to $5,000 in incentives. Here to compare the Kia Sorento. Customer guide's best buy of the year.
Want more?
Turn the key in J.D. Power's highest ranked in its appeal class, the Kia Optima.
From $69 a week.
Michael Kia has a $500 military incentive.
For active, retired, or reserve.
Plus student and recent grad programs with an extra $750.
Michael Kia Service Department is even open Saturdays, 8 a.m. to noon.
Room 12 in Groton, Connecticut, USA.
449-1242.
A mile south of the sub base where we support the troops.
Michael Kia.
Hello, folks. Rob Valenti from the Valenti Family of Dealerships. Happy New Year from our family to yours at our two huge Volkswagen locations, Bob Valenti Volkswagen Old Saybrook and Bob Valenti Volkswagen in Mystic. We will be your number one volume Volkswagen dealer in 2013. Get up to $3,500 off on new 2012 Volkswagens. New 2013 Volkswagen Jetta S at $149 a month. New 2013 Volkswagen Passat S at $199 a month. Get up to 125% current market value for your trade. 1 hour delivery. We take anything in trade. Boats, motorcycles, anything. 0% financing. New 2013 Passat S from $229 a month. With over 400 Volkswagens available, we will beat all internet deals. We have over 40 certified Volkswagens available. Service and parts open 6 days a week, Saturdays to 4 p.m. for your convenience. The right price the first time at the right place. Bob Valenti Volkswagen in Mystic and Old Saybrook. Go to BobValenti.com or call 800-699-2571. And remember, folks, just smile.
Volkswagen.
We're back on Get Focused Radio with your host, Kate Hennessy, and I have a little fireball, Sam Sorbo, here. No one sits in the middle of the fence at the Sorbo house, and when we left for the commercial break, we were talking about schooling, and I know, Sam, that you homeschool your beautiful children. They're 7, 8, and 11. So tell us about that. It's something that I've often thought of. I have friends who've done it, and I think you are incredibly brave women, but you do say that it isn't as difficult as we think. So tell me how you got into that and why it's better, you think, for the kids.
Well, first of all, U.S. education is like 47th in the world. We are no longer a leader in education. So if I can beat that, educating them from home, then I'm happy to do it. Secondly, it gives me a much stronger relationship with my kids. I do believe that the job of the school is to come between the parent and the child. For instance, you send your child to school for 7.5 hours a day. They come home with homework. If I hire someone to clean my house for 7.5 hours, she doesn't leave dishes in the sink because she won't be invited back. And yet people accept that their kids come home with homework, and I'm talking second grade, third grade, fourth grade. Yes, in high school you have research and stuff to do for papers or whatever. But no, there's no reason a child who spends 7.5 hours at school ought to come home with homework. The homework should be done at school. The schoolwork should be done at school. Instead, the child comes home with homework, and that's at the end of the day when everybody's tired and cranky and hungry, and the mommy's going, just finish your work, please. And the child's going, but mommy, you da da da. And this forms a wedge between the parent and the child. I don't have that.
Okay.
And, I avoid that.
Your children probably have never really been confronted with bullying, which is rampant, and we talk about it on a constant basis in interviews and experts and everything else. But, I would think that they would be somewhat, other than normal sibling things, somewhat oblivious to what does happen all the time.
Well, I can't go that far because we do a Bible study once a week with a bunch of homeschoolers. We also participate in other activities with other homeschooled kids, and you get all kinds. Homeschooling has just grown by leaps and bounds over the past decades, and there are many different options out there, and so a lot of people are availing themselves of those options, not just for the same old reasons, but for new reasons. I started homeschooling because we traveled, and incidentally, I write a blog about it because I'm trying to empower other people to feel that they are capable of homeschooling. In fact, one thing that I do say to parents, if you decide to take your kid out of school for a year just to work out issues that might be developing, say between you and your child or between your child and their sibling or that kind of thing, even if they lose a year of school, even if like the worst thing happens and you don't get any schoolwork done that year, they can still catch up.
Are you going to homeschool the three of them right through, like just right through high school?
Well, that's a great question a lot of people ask me, and I don't need to make that decision now. I tend to put off all decisions until they're absolutely necessary, so next year is still up in the air.
Okay.
But I do believe in homeschooling. I blog about it at samsorbo.wordpress.com. You can find my blog, which is just sort of a little anecdotal. This is what we do. This is how it looks and stuff. I did put them into a school last year that was a hybrid school that was part homeschool and part school. So I homeschooled them 2 days a week. That just didn't work for us. I thought it was going to be great. It sounded like the perfect mix, but it just didn't work for us. So I took them back out again.
Yeah.
We haven't perfected schooling. We thought maybe we had the perfect schooling in the United States. No, it's not perfect. And so if I can do better with them at home, then that's what I'll do. But if it looks like they'll do better in a school environment, then I'm going to do that. But I don't believe that that's going to be the case.
Do you let them have a say, too? Because it sounds as though you're very much, a good listener you know, as a mom, if the kids, if one of them said, "Hey, I really want to go to high school," you'd be cool with that. Yeah.
Oh, of course, of course. Yeah. If it looked like it was the best choice for them, then of course that's what they're going to do. Okay. That's why I say no decision's been made. It's on a case by case. And like I said, last year in the middle of the year, I put them in a school because I thought that was a good way to go.
Yeah.
And it wasn't, so yeah. I took them back out again. Okay. We're trying a new thing this year with a group of homeschoolers. That seems to be working out pretty well.
Yeah.
But you know, people say, well, what about socialization? My kids are more social than most of the school kids I know because they aren't forced to only socialize with people of their age.
Right. Okay. So they're interacting with everybody that's being homeschooled at the same time when you all get together.
Right. And with adults.
Right.
With
and
a lot of adults.
Levels of how they feel. I have to ask you, because we always ask, most interviewers will ask for, give us a couple of topics that you want to talk about. And I don't really like to go by all of that because I like to just chat and talk to whomever has graciously come on. But I do have to ask you about one thing that you had on here for topics. You have chickens, dogs, lizards, fish, and tomato hornworm moss. What the heck is that all about? Are you raising these things in the house?
Yeah, kids like animals, and it's a great science thing for them to learn about all the different animals. So last year I got a bee in my bonnet to have chickens, and we have chickens.
Do you really?
And
you have
we
lizards?
Get eggs, and we eat them.
Oh, do you really? You raise the eggs and you eat them. Oh,
well,
wow.
Chickens are that's like the new, it's the new fad, really. And I hate to be somebody who's on a trend, but frankly, it just appealed to me. I have a friend who I met and went to visit and I saw their chickens and I'm like, that is so cool. So we each have our own chicken. We have four. Kevin didn't get one. I don't know. He got gypped somewhere along the way. And I have brown eggs and blue and green eggs. And we also go and get tomato worms every year, and we hatch them into moths. And we watch them form the chrysalis, and the chrysalis crawls underground, and then a moth emerges. It is an honest miracle. It is nothing short of a miracle. And if you ever see a worm turn into a moth or a butterfly, you understand that miracles do exist.
Yeah, I have actually. There was a program here that I put our younger kids in, and it was exactly about that, watching how a butterfly develops. Uh-huh. And they got to go from every spot each week. They would go and they would see each process, and it was amazing. And at the end of it all, they actually took the butterflies out. And if you put, I think it was honey on their nose, the butterfly would sit on it for a while.
Yes.
So that was awesome. So now tell me though, the chickens, are they going to make it to the table at some point? Or are they just going to be pets?
No, they're just pets.
Just pets. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Awesome. Okay, that's wonderful. So now what if Octavia, how would you feel if the children wanted to get into, I guess you'd be fine with any field. If Octavia wanted to get into modeling or anything like that, that would be good?
Yeah.
Yep.
Modeling was a great career for me. I was a little bit impervious to all the drugs and stuff that was going on, which is kind of weird. I'm not sure how I was protected by some sort of angel or something. And I would make sure that she was protected somehow. But yeah, my kids are. I only wish their dreams come true.
Oh, tell me about the answer.
The answer, my very favorite subject, is God, religion. Why are we here? Where are we going? What's the point? So the answer is a book that I've written together with a partner that explains all the questions about faith. What we are, where we're going, and most importantly, how can we be sure that there is a God, and if he is a good God, despite the suffering that we have in this world. I start with the basic natural laws, which have been passed down through millennia, actually. There's the law of polarity, the law of cause and effect, the law of attraction. Those are the master keys to eternal knowledge. And so also my partner with whom I wrote the book
has a great deal of experience with this. He's lived abroad. He's also my partner on the radio show. Okay. He always sought out conversations with people, whether they were in Africa, Saudi Arabia, Egypt, or Europe, which is where he's from. Also the United States, and he always engaged in these questions of faith and spirituality, all religions. And the fact is that the truth is a narrow path, and the book should convince you with an amazing truth that's really quite simple.
Is the book available now?
It's we've got, I think, 6 weeks until it'll be out, and there's a website called theanswer-book.com.
Okay.
that we've just launched. It's literally, we just stuck it up there so that people could start, at least you can subscribe on the website, and then you'll be updated with any developments as they come. But
okay,
we're like scrambling to get everything to the publisher and get it ready, and it's exciting.
Yeah.
It's exciting,
yeah,
to finally be crossing this threshold with this book. I hope that it can help a lot of people. It's really written for, it's not written for atheists, because atheism is a belief system, and you have to be very strong in faith to be an atheist, I think, because
well,
it
again,
takes a lot,
you know,
more faith.
Yeah, you're so refreshing, Sam, because you have no problem in saying exactly how you feel and what you believe in. And again, most people will sit in the middle of the road and not take either lane because it's uncomfortable. So really good for you. I would like to come back and talk more about your faith, about the answer, and also about perhaps how that faith got you through a really huge struggle when your husband, Kevin Sorbo, had a stroke, and at which point afterwards you both got together and wrote the book True Strength. So we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, more about Sam Sorbo.
Some talk networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low. Others tune in to the highest vibration possible to help people live life full out. These networks don't come along very often, but when they do, they remind us that we can achieve everything that is possible to help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
I'm Sue London.
I'm Karen Hager.
I'm CJ Liu.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. These networks aren't concerned about sensationalizing bad news.
They hear something on the radio, and then all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned about sensationalizing individuals' setbacks.
Powerful, inspiring.
They focus on an amazing, innovative broadcast network.
You can learn a lot.
That helps people rise up. That helps people become empowered.
Empowered Living Radio is where you can find it.
That helps people say yes to standing in the abundance and amazement that is their lives.
The urge to grow.
These networks remind us that everything is possible.
Let us inspire you.
That nothing is limited.
Epic social change.
That our lives are much more than anything our minds would hope us to believe.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives.
True empowerment.
Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Join us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
T
Tune in each Tuesday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for Quantum Techniques Talk Radio. Bring healing to chaos. This hit show will empower you to take charge of your own healing and take back your life. You'll be reminded of your innate connection to the divine through the teachings of world-renowned healing practitioners who'll provide the tools necessary to discover how to heal yourself and others. Did you know you can even prevent disease? Absolutely. Get ready to invoke the miracle of self-healing physical or non-physical causes of stress, pain, and illness. Discover toxins, pathogens, structural issues, trauma, emotions, relationships, generational issues, spiritual problems, and wrong beliefs blocking you from living a phenomenal life. Break free from the chaos and take charge of your own healing. Visit quantumtechniques.com for more information.
Tune in each Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with The Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics.
We're back on Get Focused Radio. I'm Kate Hennessy, and we are here with Sam Sorbo. And before we left for the break, Sam, we were talking about, we had Kevin on, your husband, Kevin Sorbo, who is a whole lot more than Hercules, and you are certainly, there's certainly more to you than Serena. My goodness, that that was a long time ago, and you have certainly
emerged. You know, I was on Chicago Hope, too, right?
That's right, Chicago Hope. I guess, I think, I always think of the beginning for you, Serena, and how you've evolved into such a, you know, such a really incredible woman. Not that you weren't then, but
that's,
you know,
funny, because Serena was the end. Serena was almost the end of my acting career, although I've just recently gone back to it. But
I want to talk about that too. Now, I know when Kevin was here and when we left it, and I was saying he'd had a stroke. This was a series of strokes that Kevin had, and it was just before you were married that he had, while on the set of Hercules, he had three major strokes that were truly debilitating. Yeah. And I remember, you know, talking with him and him saying that he had kind of wondered how this would affect you, because you were, you know, you were about to start this new life, this new journey with a husband and hopefully a family at some point. Did you ever have any thoughts of, oh my gosh, what if he, you know, he had a long recovery ahead of him and you were there, but you were a young woman, you know, but with all of your life ahead of you, did you ever have a moment of doubt that he either wouldn't come right back to get back to where he was? And he never really has. He told us that. But did you have any doubts about his recovery or if you would get through this?
Well, what is faith without doubt? I met Kevin. He was the answer to my prayers. He was exactly what I had wanted. And I wasn't going to give that up. And even if he didn't recover, I had found him, so I wasn't going to let him go. And maybe I was stupid, but it worked out.
Well, yes, it did. Three babies later, it sure did work out.
I was determined, and I will say to you this. For some reason, I was blessed with a great deal of faith. Having been raised by an atheist, I rejected atheism and embraced Christianity after a long search. And once I embraced Christianity, I accepted faith, or I accepted the fact that I just had faith. And so I recall not believing that it was going to be as hard as it became, and just simply pushing that aside and saying, but it is. It just is, and it will all work out.
Yeah.
And that was a gift, because I could have sat there and been very traumatized by the whole thing, which I guess I was. I guess I was traumatized, but I don't remember it like that. I mean, I know I spent countless sleepless nights. I never read like I did when I finally got married and moved down to New Zealand, and he was so ill for so long, and I would get up in the middle of the night and I would just go read these tomes because I just had all of this time that he was asleep, and it was the middle of the night, and all I would do is make myself a cup of tea and just read because I couldn't sleep anymore. Reading became my escape. It was a struggle, but it never really occurred to me that it should be anything else, or that it. I simply accepted and pushed through.
Yeah. And you, but of course, my husband and I are very similar in that, when someone says, what is your higher power, your belief? And I usually go, well, I don't know. I've just always called him God. I'm not sure why I have to call him a higher power. But that's my faith, my belief. And I know that I've often said, becoming strong women in our own right, that could I live without him? Yes, but I don't want to. But you know that certainly is something, as you are such your own person, as you certainly are, Sam, that I think your faith must have been, you're so lucky to have it. Because a lot of people don't, or they waver in it, or they're frightened to admit that they own it, that they have something like that really, truly keeps you going. And I think when you accept it, and one thing that I've often said is if you ask for help, you ask and put it out there and say, I need help. I need you to make this go away. Or, and even if it's for selfish things, I need you to give me a career that I can love and then I can do good things. It will happen. But it's faith.
Well, and I talk to people who are don't have God. And they say, well, I just, I've never found God or whatever. And my answer is pray. Talk to God. He will materialize in front of you. He will make himself known to you if you pray. If you start a conversation, he will answer, because that's what he does. And I started a conversation with him years ago, and he hasn't shut up since.
Oh, good for you. Then tell us a little bit on a lighter note. What is Sam Sorbo up to? Because you've gone back to do your modeling and acting again. What's cooking?
I don't know. I just take one day at a time. Since we were talking about faith and the book, The Answer, which, once again, I have to encourage people to go to the website, theanswer-book.com. I wrote the book. It's been a long labor of love, and it simplifies the pathway to find God. And if you don't have God in your life will become so much better when you understand this is not what it's about. This stuff that we have, that we touch, that we feel, this is not what it's about.
No.
And it takes the pressure off.
Yeah.
So that said, we started the radio show with my very good friend Marius Forte. He's the co-author on the book. It's actually his book. I just wrote it for him. He's absolutely brilliant, and I am blessed to have him in my life. We've known each other for years and years. So I do the radio show every weekend for 2 hours on Saturday, 2 hours on Sunday. It is live. People call in. You can go to TRN. One, or check my website truefeminist.com or my blog, and you can get linked to the radio show. We're in, I think, 72 different stations around the U.S. and we're looking forward to syndicating further syndication later this year, and the website. And yes, I got back into modeling last summer. I got booked for a job, which was very cool. It brought me to New York, and then when I was in New York, I got to go on Red Eye with Greg Gutfeld on Fox News, and that was a blast. So, and then I just got cast in a movie, so I went back to acting for a short, a very, very brief little stint in a movie playing, of all things, Kevin's wife. And so that was fun. I just, I started on a path when I realized how far this country has gone, how far our culture has gone, we've gotten rid of God in schools, and we wonder why people are shooting children in schools. Mm-hmm. Because there's no morality anymore.
I agree. I agree. And last spring, I
just said, what am I going to do? And God put this, God opened this. I had people say to me, you need to start a website. And I went, okay, God, I'll start a website. And then somebody said, you should have a radio show. Here, do this. And I'm doing it. And God has laid down the path, and I'm just walking on the stepping stones that he lays in front of me. And that's the best way that I can describe it. I'm doing what I'm called to do.
I think if anyone would like to have a similar path, and who wouldn't, because you're successful, you're absolutely beautiful inside and out, and I think that this book will be a revelation to so many people. Please go get it. TheAnswer-Book.com. I can't wait to read it, Sam. I think that it can only be an eye-opener, and it can only be a good thing. And I just want to thank you so much. I know you're a busy lady. I know you're traveling around. And I want to thank you for letting us call you today and have this really fantastic interview. And thank you for not sitting on the fence.
It hurts to sit on the fence. Pick a side.
That's right. Get
but
off
pick
the
my
fence.
Side because my side's better.
I'm on your side. Me, God, you. What else do you need?
Right.
Thank you so much, Sam. And take care and say hi to Kevin. I hope that we'll have you both back on. I'm going to read the book, and then we're going to get you back on to talk about it some more.
Well, we're going to get you on our show.
All right. I'm there.
All right. Thanks,
Thank
Kate.
You so much. Take care.
Okay. Bye.
Thanks, everyone. I want to thank my very special guest today, Sam Sorbo. What an amazing woman. You've got to get the book, theanswer-book.com. Thanks for tuning in to Get Focused Radio. Next week, we have a surprise guest, and we're hoping you'll tune in and call into the show for some personal psychic readings. You are going to love next week's guest, and you might just find out something amazing about your future. So take a peek at my website, getfocusedradio.com over the next few weeks, and all will be revealed about next week's very special guest. For all of you out there, please try to make a difference. Goodbye for now.
You've been listening to Get Focused Radio with Kate Hennessy. Tune in each Wednesday at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Don't miss this powerful hit show as Kate and her guests inspire you to become beyond amazing, overcome life's challenges, and truly become unstoppable. This hour of power, filled with humor and insight, will have you screaming yes to your life. Tune in next week as Kate and her guests share their secrets, talk about what almost brought them down, and offer inspiring techniques we all need in order to make our lives epic. For more information about Kate and the show, visit GetFocusedRadio.com and spread the juiciness of hope.
Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors, motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators, world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com.